Mkhatu Chisape, Mpumalanga Yokana, Irise FM. And as mentioned, I have the HOD for the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Mr. Kain Chun, that joins us now in conversation. HOD, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for coming through just for a conversation.
Good evening, Msakati. Asibingelele, sithabushini, silochise. Kubobonge balaleli be Rise FM. It is a pleasure to be here and exciting ukuthi si interact nema citizens of the province, especially after listening to such a powerful, beautiful state of the province address by the Honorable Premier. So I'm sure that we will engage and share in my farmer.
Yes, yes. But I suppose, you know, before we start our conversation, I'd like to ask if you do subscribe to the Christian proclivity, simply because, you know, where your name is first mentioned, it's in the Bible, where there's a story of Cain and Abel, and, you know, there's two brothers. One of them is the farmer, of which his name is Cain. And, you know, quite surprising that you're also in the Department of Agriculture and your name is Cain. You know, I suppose, how do you consider yourself? Do you think you are in the right, you know, right place, and you are where you are, I suppose, you belong?
Msayati, that's very interesting, because each time I get to talk to my team, I always tell them, you know, when our names are given to us, they are for a particular purpose. And we discover our purpose in life as we go through. And the most important thing is to discover your purpose and live it. I always tell them that agriculture began in the scripture, Genesis 1, at the beginning. But more interestingly, when you go to Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 5, it talks about the purpose of man. When Anam Msakati says there was no trees, because God had made sure there was no rain until there was man to till the land. Therefore, our purpose in life, unless we miss it, there will be no poverty in this country, in this world, in our Africa. There will be no hunger if we did not miss the purpose of what man is there for. Once there was man, God brought the rain so that we can till, and said, let there be food, let there be all this. That is why Cain ebhayibhelini mkhulu wami wanginemaleli gamaleli mhlawumbe indlovu ijakastadi ngitalo wanginema wathi ngingikhayini, not Cain. And then lesibili ngumfana.
Okay.
Boy, because being Muslim, Fana Namagwa, people used to thinking in Vombata. So that's why I got the name Mfana Chunda. Therefore, I'm in my purpose. I tell my colleagues, I'm finally where I'm supposed to be so that we can till and turn Mpumalanga green. Why Msakati? Because we say planting your own food is like printing your own money.
Wow. Okay. Now, HOD. Also, you know, let's now begin our conversation just looking into the department. You know, last year we saw reports of the department receiving a clean audit for the first time, I suppose. And, you know, and you have just stepped into the area, I suppose, in the department at the time. Looking in now that you have the, you know, the advantage of looking at how things are done and have been done, you know, why was it difficult to have the AG, the Auditor General, you know, report that the department is in good sound? Why was it difficult for the department just to get a clean audit?
Msakati, that is very heartwarming and very beautiful to be in a department that understands that when you're managing the public purse, internal controls must be sound. There is the PFMA. By the way, we are sitting to a lawyer to be. I'm left with two courses to complete my LLB degree. I went to do it when I left the COGTA since 2018. To now, when the Honorable Premier honored me with the invitation to come back to serve, I was already on my final year of the LLB. Passionate was to study the PFMA unit, which controls the public purse, because we are accountable for it.
Sure.
And therefore, it was very heartwarming to see that we have our internal controls in order. There are many firsts in that department since I joined on the 1st of June. One very heartwarming to me is the transformation and empowerment of women, young, powerful women who are highly qualified in the department. Mm. When I joined on 1 June, our statistics were 33.3% of women represented in what we call senior management services,
sure.
Whereas the department had more than 50% women in it. Huh. And then on the 3rd of March, as we sit here, Msagat, in the sojourn I've been in, 10 women. 2 women of which are chief directors, 8 women are directors, have been appointed in the department, which took us from 33% to 65.4%, meaning I sit with 17 women out of 26 senior management members. This is another, for the first time since the existence of the department, we've crossed the 50, not because they are women, but because they are capable, competent, all that was needed was that they are given the support and the recognition they deserve, so that we achieve. That is part of the first, and we are continuing on that change.
So,
thank you, Msagat.
But then, you know, a change of events happened last December where the department experienced unprecedented occurrence, where there was a leak of information, you know, to the media and also to, I suppose, members of staff and various other entities of our public, information detailing as to how you, as the HOD, have colluded with the premier, the first citizen of our province, in somewhat, you know, taking money that is of the state into your own personal accounts.
I'm glad, Msagati. I was expecting, in as much as you invited me to share my tenure in the department, I knew that at the relevant time we'll get to deal with the gossip.
Yes.
The unfortunate thing is just that, Msagati, I'm here today with a lot of goodies for our people to transform. But it is important that we face this gossip and put it aside so that it doesn't take all our time. So that it is, what you must note is that there is absolutely nothing wrong with officials if they are genuine to report any improprieties.
Yes.
There is section 34(1) of the Prevention of Combating of Corrupt Activities, number 12 of 2004, which states this, Msagat, if I can read quickly.
Sure.
Any person who holds a position of authority and who knows or ought reasonably to have known or suspected that any person has committed an offence under part 1, 2, 3 or 4 or subsection 2021, insofar as it relates to the above mentioned offences of chapter 2, or B, the offence of theft, fraud, extortion, forgery or uttering a forged document involving an amount of 100,000 or more, must report such knowledge or suspicion, or cause such knowledge or suspicion to be reported to any police official. Now, if there is anything wrong that the officials have identified, either me or the premier or any other person, and to hide your names, you take all that information, go to any police official, confidentially they'll take that, they'll investigate, they'll come and ask me to account and arrest me without even mentioning your name. But if you do not have, if you go and do pseudonymous emails, hide your names, write a document in Windows, break our policies that we have, which are clear on supply management, that is a department, or our policies on emails, how to use, and you go and slander and put, that was just defamation of my character, that of the Honorable Premier, because unfortunately, you seem to have officials who are supposed to be administrators like us, who have decided that they, instead of being administrators, they will first and foremost be politicians, and then go into this nonsense of factional politics and start to work with certain politicians to then want to slander the good names of other politicians, trying to use us. So all we had to do once that was there, we looked at our policies, we brought in cyber experts to unmask the guys who were doing that unlawful conduct. Once we had unmasked them, we disciplined them, we fired them. I personally did that because they know they've broken the law.
On Rise FM in 60 minutes, the HOD of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs is my guest this evening, is Mr. Kain Chunda. I hope I'm saying it correctly. Kain from the Bible, right?
Nguye kanye lo anikela ngema cabbage. Langekho that good.
Yes. Funny enough, he's also a leader in the agricultural space. That is Mr. Kain Chunda. He's my guest this evening. We're looking at some of the department's plans and also some of the allegations that have now engulfed the department, and the HOD is clarifying and accounting, I suppose, on those fronts. Now, HOD, you mentioned that these officials are somewhat linked to politicians, or they have somewhat also pledged their allegiance to political principles, but also they are administrators. Now, talk us through then, you know, because earlier on our conversation, you alluded to the fact that you do come from the Chief Albert Luthuli local municipality. And you know, you are also flagged to have suspended all programs of the department and deviating them, all of them, to the Chief Albert Luthuli local municipality where you're from. I mean, now clarify the issues there. Is it the 90 million that is spent there, or is it the 34 million that is allegedly spent there?
Okay. Msakati embiwakho ngikuphathelele file le lapho so that amafact kuthiwa imanga, lies have got short legs.
Yes.
On that file before you, one, gune document ile sibita secular number 2 of 2021.
Sure.
From the National Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation.
Yeah.
What is important, we won't go through the 3-page because of time. Let's just look at the paragraph 2 wayo.
Yes.
Una four we mapulete giyo.
Sure.
Uti a number of factors gule financial year 21-22 may necessitate the revision of institutional plans, in particular the strategic plans and annual performance plans.
Yes.
What are these factors, Msakati? Nglama unrest July 2021, KZN, KwaZulu Natal and other parts of country, akumbula kunale that bill.
Sure.
In as much as Mpumalanga singazange so experience that much, but sure, the impact, because we are an interconnected economy.
Sure.
Most of our farmers, for example, they export their food through the ports in Durban.
Yes.
And their fruit had to, their produce or commodities, agriculture had to rot because of what was happening there. Sure. We buy it, my prices had to go up. Sure. It affected it. Two, we all know the impact of COVID-19 on service delivery.
Yes.
Budget adjustment, and more importantly, government intervention. You will recall that His Excellency the President announced the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan in that very same year.
Yes.
Now, with all those four plans, now we make a document, we were all, when I arrived, we had to deal with these questions. We have our own Mpumalanga Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan.
Yes.
We had to reprioritize our project to ensure that we respond to the imperatives of growing and developing our people. So we then head to that presentation of CASP. I'm not going to go through with that presentation, but I want to just take it, explain the process that we went through it.
Yes.
But what is important there, I want to show you, Msakati. Now we are go slide number 7
yes.
to 9. You will see that number 1, when we were prioritizing, because we wanted to create jobs, we wanted to empower our farmers and land reform and look at all the land that is given to farmers, CPAs, that is currently lying fallow and develop it. When you reprioritize, Msakati, you do not close or move budget on that. What you do, first you can see on the first project that all these were internal projects where we shifted funds.
Sure.
For example, this is where we were supposed, for example, to refurbish our own vet clinics, etc. Now, where to relook at that? Are we creating any jobs in doing that? Are we supporting our farmers? Is the state that can we do without the refurbishment at this stage?
Mm.
And then we saved 23 million to put to that project. Now, on the other project on slide 8, you will see that these were projects that support farmers.
Sure.
That had certain budgets. We adjusted, we call it adjustment. You will see on that the project has so much budget, we adjusted it to so we took a portion. Not also the project still continue because they are multi-year.
Sure.
But we had to raise money so that when we reprioritize, it means you find money on your very existing budget.
Sure.
You don't get new money, but we had to respond to the president's call.
Mm-hmm.
That all happened, and then we put that money on the 6 projects that appear on slide number 9.
Sure.
You see 54,622,000,
yeah,
which is money on its own that budget. It tells you it's already less than the so-called 90 million that is claimed. That is the budget we had moved to those projects.
Sure.
And therefore, the projects that exist still continued.
Mm.
They still had funds, but where you had 30 million, you take 10 million and put this aside, and then you can reprioritize and do two things and impact.
Sure.
Now, when you look at that document now, you cannot do that because this money is what we call conditional grants. It means it's not coming from our equitable share or project budget of the province.
Yes.
It is money that we get from national department. That means before you can use that money on a different project, you must then get approval from the official concerned delegated national transferring office. You see the next document?
Yes.
It's very interesting. 21 July, after we've done the representation, we write to the national transferring officer. We explain the whole background and the motivation why funds ought to be reprioritized so that we can get approval. But of interest, if you go to the second but last page of that document, not the tables, just where the signatures, go back a little bit in Sagati, because we deal with facts here.
Yes.
Yes, just the page before that one. You will see that there is a Mr. Watwat, the chief director, who write and recommend.
Yes.
And then the second one says supported as per the grant condition and signed there is an MA Litoral. What is interesting, these are the two officials I dismissed. And these are the officials that are responsible for that innuendo and lies and gossip.
Mm.
But he support this document that must come to me. And then I recommend on the next page.
Sure.
Because I also don't approve it. It must go to national.
Yes.
Then national department approve Ms. Imchiza at the bottom 23 August.
Mm.
Then the honorable premier launched the project to implement. Now the official is writing lies there and saying this was not approved. The cabinet, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But Angiti Uyaz wins again. But we are not going to waste the listeners' time with that.
Mpumalanga, let's not hog the HOD. Let me open up to you. 072-885-7702. That's our WhatsApp line. 013-757-0096. That is the number to dial to get yourself into the studio so that the HOD can hear your questions if you do have them. HOD, you know, before you came, I mean, there were several, you know, people who wanted to talk to you. And I can still see now, you know, the phone lines keep buzzing. But then as I bring them on air, you know, they seem to go. But HOD, let's deal with this one now.
Yes, Mr. Gatti.
Does the project of the department really works? Maybe let me hold that thought. Let me bring in a conversation. You're on Rise FM. Good evening.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. I'm good, Nika.
Who am I talking to?
You're speaking to Tepo.
Tepo.
Tepo from the guys.
Sure, Tepo.
I'd like to ask the HOD a few questions, if it's possible.
Shoot, my brother.
The one thing I'd like to ask is that what happened to the allegations that were brought against him, and then have they been proven to the public that actually these are true? Because now we are getting two allegations. They're saying the MEC, the CFO on one side, and then you've got the HOD with the Premier. What's happening between them?
Okay, so... please listen live on radio, ne? He's going to respond to that. Let me take another call, Tepo, ne?
Okay, no problem.
Thanks,
I hope.
Yeah, thanks, my brother. That was Tepo there from Eligas. Let's take another call, HOD, so that you deal with quite a number of issues here. You're on Rise FM, good evening. You're on Rise FM, hello?
Hello? Ngiyaphila ya ngeva umhlonishwa uyakhuluma lapho khona bengisagcina ukubuda.
Ngicela ukubuda mfana baba.
Ya ngifoka amaseko ngila ibat plus.
Shoot my brother.
Ya babuchunda ngisagcina ukubuda but lapha njengoba ukhuluma ngiyakuva sinenkinga la ebat plus yemaplus ngoka amaseko mina kuneli plus lethi evictekile othine lapha lakithi lena claim ya 2004 so then kutholakala nasisheshasesha ukuthi ngathi kunesikhulu sakagovernment khona la iprovinsini yeThempumalanga lesikhona lekungiyiso lesahlela lokuthi si-evictwe lapha eplasini. So kwethu into lenjalo ubaba ngiripota njani or lisimethe kanjani lapho because basikhipha vele basicosha la sadalelwa khona nala kusuye khona silima khona eplasini. Ngiva ngendlela uyibeka ngayo kulo buthothi lebentekako baba lokhuluma ngabo sengiyabona ukuthi no. Nathi it might happen siyafona under the situations mavictims ale nkinga lokhuluma ngayo.
Okay, thank you so much, my brother. Please listen live on radio, ne? Let's take more calls. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Good evening. You're on Rise FM, hello? Okay, let's take another call. You're on Rise FM, hello? You're on Rise FM, hello?
mfakati njani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mnet?
Siyaphila. Asibingelele ku HOD Chunda ukukhuluma Order Strong la eLichtenburg.
Yes,
mfakati ngicela ukuqala singabambeleli HOD ngokuthi sikhulume ngema allegations. So ibeke kahle makathi let us focus on what he is having on his table.
Okay.
He was thina so interested in a support la so interested kuva ukuthi usiphathele ini. Umbuto wami mfakathi lo bhekise kuye uthi ngibili ngifisa kwathi ukuthi sine SEVET lapha eNkomazi. Ngifisa kwathi ukuthi i-department yakhe iphathele ini iNkomazi in terms of farming nokuthuthukisa leya SEVET leli lapha eNkomazi.
Oh, that's my brother. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Just keep it briefly, yabo.
Okay. No. Angishiyele labanye ngoba ngicaba ukuthi umbuto wami ukhona lapha ku WhatsApp.
Okay. Thank you, my brother. Let's take another call just quickly. You're on Rise FM, hello.
Yebo.
Kunjani nethu?
Ngiyaphila khona njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ngicela ushute nje iquestion yakho ubute HOD.
Yeah. Mina bengicela ukubuza ngiphesa ngizibane la ekhokathona.
Sure, please.
Yeah, bengicela ukubuza ukuthi siye as ma cow farmers and other animals in terms of vaccine and abattoirs, including the red flag on pet farmers in the space of animal farming, as a stand on by the department.
Okay, thank you so much, Bless. Let's now hand over to the HOD because, HOD, I know several issues around agriculture is too many, and unfortunately, you and I have run out of time, but I'd like you to respond briefly before I let you go.
Oh, suspendless cut?
Yes.
No, we must have a follow-up program because the last three questions from Blessing, Shongwe, Masego, Lightenberg, but plus Babaton are quite important to us and very concerning.
Okay.
The issue of allegations and what we've already addressed it. What you must know is that we respect the laws of the country. We don't just dismiss people willy-nilly. We've got investigation reports that are there that have detailed that.
Okay. Yeah.
But it shall come in the fullness of time. Public funds accounted for. There's AG. We are audited. All those things are there will be out. Let's ask Bab Masego. Ngicabanga ukuthi khona incwadi lengayithola liphathelene nesikhalo sayenu babe. I think there's two done lapha kubondwandwe trust le farm kuthiwa ikopi alien la as my beneficiary nakhikwa khona ngilamajaha kuvakele ukuthi bakhona abanye laba involved as my officials lapha kimi le sisitawufika kibo but njengamanje ukhuleke lo mdala sebangaphandle vele kwe Phoenix but sisay investigator the matter and we'll make sure ukuthi ni justice is done to you. What was done, if I read that report and it is correct, that is not called eviction. That is actually self-help. La usukela abantu yobakhipha bakahlela ushise ukhipha etindlu tabo. The laws of the country don't allow that.
Sure.
That matters under investigation. Lightenburg babshongwe ma agri hub enkomazi SEZ is coming. Sifuna wonke mafama lapha si ku government we have as part of the program we want to support our black farmers on land reform and open a market for them in what we call the government nutrition program go supply at ikolo go supply at ibhedlela through ma agri hubs siyayakha isendleleni that SEZ is founded on agriculture we are trying to bring investors to come on board but to develop leya area so watch the space a lot is coming by placing ngoba sesiyagijima isikhathi sine program babe lebitwa must be lesibayeni i-aim yaleyo program ungilethi ke siniketa ticelo onke emafama ni-applya sesiyayi-advertise nangifika leti nto leti msakathi betendiwe emakhoneni siya-advertise umphakathi u-applye asese bese siyanisupport sinabodokotela ama-veterinarian lanasista ngema-vaccine nema-abattoir siyawakha kula ma-agri hubs njengasemkhondo kuze nisitakale but we will come back and make sure that we go into detail on these programs. So they are very heartwarming and exciting. As we talk about climate change,
yeah,
as we talk about just transition,
it's just getting too much. I suppose voice notes keeps coming, but you know, I've already stolen a lot of time from my colleagues, and I've asked for just 5 minutes. You know, we're gonna just open up the phone lines first, just for two calls, and we'll take one voice note. You're on Rise FM. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm good. A quick one, hey? Tutura, we really appreciate, hey? We appreciate the work, both in the administrative approach and actually in the practical sense of delivering in terms of your departmental goals. But now I just want to find out, because there was this other program in your department, Fortune Food. What are the developments around that? And I also want to find out on the fruit market that was there around Leidenberg Road. What is the progress around that? And how then can young people in particular benefit from that?
Okay, thank you so much, my brother. Let's take another call, right? Yeah. You're on Rise FM. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Ngiyaphila kunjani mntana baba?
Ngiyaphila. Ukhuluma na Menzi baba eBarberton.
Yes, Menzi.
Yes, I wanted to ask the HOD, what is he doing to empower young people with disability and women as a department? What are they doing to empower them?
Okay, thank you so much, Menzi, for your question. Let's play maybe this one voice note, HOD, and then you and I need to agree that this conversation needs to continue. Okay, let's take a call. You're on Rise FM, hello? Because my system is down now. You're on Rise FM, hello?
Hello?
Hi, my brother, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm good, and how are you?
I'm very well. You're speaking to Umusa from Rise FM. The HOD is here. Please shoot with your question.
Okay, I have only two questions for the HOD. My name is Lazishong from Barberton.
Yes.
In the president's forum, the president spoke about cannibals, yeah?
Yes.
So my question is based on that, to say that what is the department's program and inclusion in the most spoke about a matter of cannibals?
Okay.
That is the first question. Then the second one, and the question is that what is the process of small scale farmers and the permission for cannabis farming in the province?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lwazi. HOD, briefly, Menzi from Barberton, Lwazi from Barberton, they've also weighed in. Menzi wants to know about people with disabilities and as well as young farmers and women, and Lwazi wants to know around cannabis farming and what is the stance of the department there.
Even the way Barberton is going to go, I'm farm Barberton. Such passion there.
Yes.
E Fortune 40 remains our flagship program, I'm saying, a good trainer, empower our youth in farming. All we are doing now, we are refocusing that program. It remains there, because we don't want them just to work and get for a stipend.
Yes.
We want them to own land and develop.
Yes.
Black business incubation. Say developer working with ARC.
Yes.
Konala Kaya. But we want to build youngsters into the business of agriculture, so that the seedlings, the seeds, the fertilizers we buy are from black enterprises, which are predominantly black and people with disabilities.
Yes.
So we are going to go there. Cannabis, the Honorable Premier of the province, Mem 20. Hopefully with the Minister, Honorable Minister Metro Gotitiza, around June, July, we'll make sure that they'll be launching a comprehensive program, the Siakamanje Nesasol, Sekunda, in cannabis plantations.
Yes.
We will be bringing youth and the community in it.
HOD, thank you so much for affording us your time. We owe our time to this lovely lady, that is Pretty D. She's coming up next. Mpumalanga, thank you so much for having lent us your ears this evening. We promise the HOD will have to be back again just to answer some of the questions. The phone lines are still buzzing, but thank you so much for having lent us your ears. Slanga de Godu, that is next week, Monday, between the hours of 7:30 and 8:30. From us, it's a good night.